So we have a wonderful two-horse race now in the industry, and in April 2010 between Android in one corner and the iPhone OS in the other corner. And really, the billowing clouds of confusion and change are starting to clear. And on the iPhone corner, we see an Apple as the company making restrictive demands on developers and how they should develop, how they should use their tools, how you should build your software with an Apple branded hammer, screwdriver, nuts and bolts, and you can only do it this way, which is really, in my opinion, pathetic. Of course, I think this is in direct knee-jerk reaction to the fact that Adobe are putting out their own cross-compiler, which would allow Flash developers to develop applications for the iPhone. And you wonder if it is really worth it now. If this is the way that Apple will behave and force companies like the New York Times and publishers to give up Flash imagery for I basically non-Flash development, no rich internet there at all, it really becomes quite alarming. And this is why I think the Google Android platform, or I should just say the Android platform, obviously sponsored by Google and the Open Handset Alliance, is really quite attractive now to developers, because at least you could write applications in another language, providing there was a compiler there that would turn your programming language into bytecodes, or rather the Dalvik VM bytecodes. And of course you can still use Java, and if you develop against the Android runtimes, you've got near enough experience from as a Java developer to produce a worthwhile application. So I really think that we will have this two-horse race and for a while. It would be a straight-off battle between Apple and, of course, Android. And obviously the lawsuits and what happens in court and the legalese will affect things. But also, I think developers, designers and architects are more than capable of working out for themselves that freedom and how you develop your applications is really important at the end of the day, as well as respecting what the consumer wants. People think that the iPhone market is the biggest market out there, and that's it, it's only one market. But I think, and surely the recent stories tell you, that Android is a viable alternative for many, many people out there. So it is definitely worth looking at. And just maybe Oracle might produce a version of the JavaFX and Java runtime that runs on an Android device officially. Fingers crossed now. Touch wood.